Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you all on board with us this Power Friday as we are speaking with the amazing Ja'Kayla Baker, her wonderful mother, coach, manager, and more, Mrs. Denise Baker. So you're heading to Penn State, Beaver, Monac, Pennsylvania?
Monaca,
Pennsylvania, right outside Pittsburgh. Cold country. Are there any major goals that you set for yourself moving into your first year of college?
I usually have only one goal in mind, and that's just to be successful. Just be the best that I can be without stressing about it.
And when you said without stressing about it, that was one of the things I sure wanted to ask you, is how do you avoid putting too much pressure on yourself? You know, I asked earlier about your mother and your father and their pushing without pushing too hard. How do you avoid putting too much pressure on yourself?
I kind of don't. Is that, like, most of the nights when she was saying I cried, it's like those were my release nights, and I was like, okay, well, you don't have time for all that. Let's get back to it. That's probably not the healthy way to do it, but at the same time, it gets me to my goal. And my relaxing time would be during the summer. That makes me, that helps me cope with all that I've dealt with and all that I'm going to deal with, and then I'm back in it. I don't think there's any way you can avoid it, avoid stress whatsoever. If you want to be successful, you got to have some type of stress.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you on that. No way around it. But are you able to get some moments in there throughout the year, you know, before summer shows up, to just unwind?
Those are my sports. Like, that's why I play sports. If I didn't play sports, I'd probably be a cuckoo head. And, like, all my sports, they usually involve either hitting something, hitting the ball, or kicking a ball or something, that releases everything that I have and makes me tired and I go to sleep.
Interesting. Okay. So is training a part of the process too? Weight training, jog, running, any of that formally as far as the school's program? Or whether do you just do whatever training you do on your own?
I think I trained like 1 year. Most because of the other sports, all the other sports helps another sport that I play. Like playing volleyball, that helps with the quickness, your reflexes. That goes with tennis. Tennis helps with soccer because you got to keep your eye on the ball and you have to have preciseness. So it's like, well, even if I'm not playing this sport contributed to this sport as well. And, people think that you need to focus on one sport and perfect that sport. But when you're playing other sports, it helps perfect the other sport because it makes you better in that sport as well.
Yeah.
And then you got two sports now on your plate, which that's probably why coaches like it.
Yeah. So you're gonna Penn State Beaver volleyball scholarship. Do you think you'll play any other sports as well?
I don't know yet. I probably will try basketball again. Depends on how that goes. And might get into a lot of clubs, like drama club.
Yeah, okay. Keep yourself busy. I know you mentioned that here, volleyball season lasts, what was it, like 4 weeks? 2 months?
About two months.
How long does it last in college?
Oh. I have no idea. I know it lasts longer, though, because I see it on TV.
Yeah. So they'll keep you busy a little bit longer than they kept you busy here.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Caleb Baker and Mrs. Denise Baker, it's been wonderful having you all with me. And I want to congratulate both of you, Dad in his absence, for the role that you all have played in helping your family in general and Ja'Kayla in particular achieve and accomplish so much. And Ja'Kayla, I've got to take my hat off to you. I know you said a little bit earlier that you feel like, well, I haven't really done that much. That's not quite the way I see it. So I want to congratulate you on having accomplished so much as you did, and especially to have finished with a 4.1 GPA on a 4.0 scale. So congratulations and much continued success as you move forward in your awesome, awesome life with just so much tremendous potential. I'm going to be hoping, and I really mean this, that I'll be able to keep up with what's happening with Ja'Kayla Baker as you move on through the coming years. So again, congratulations. Congratulations, Mom. Thanks to both of you for coming and joining me.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Hey, keep in mind some of the tips that they shared with us as to some of what they were doing even behind the scenes that contributed to their success. Maybe you can put into play in your lives some of those same strategies and help you and your family members move forward. Don't try to be the Bakers. Just try to basically duplicate some of the things that they did and just go ahead and reach your potential. Till next time.